Let me see another Christmas.
感谢神，让我再经历一个圣诞节。
Last Christmas, I wondered if I could see the next one.
每一个圣诞节，我就在想说，是不是能让我再看见下一个圣诞节？
Yeah, this Christmas, I wonder I would see the next one.
这个圣诞节，我又在想下一个圣诞节。
But the Lord is so grateful. Let me live and see His glory and grace.
我们的神实在蛮有恩典，叫我能够看见他自己的荣耀。
Hey, by the way, I saw 小亮弟兄夫妇秀芬在 here. They should be coming here to talk instead of us.
By the way, we saw Brother Kalang's family is here. 我觉得他们应该来到台上。
Maybe later we'll give you more, give you some time to talk.
也许是下一次。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious Father in heaven,
慈爱的天父。
On this Christmas Sunday in the year of our Lord 2008,
我们在圣诞节的早晨来到你的面前。
We come together to celebrate.Jesus, happy birthday.
我们来庆祝我们救主的诞生。
We humbly bow before you and worship you to express our deep gratitude to you.
我们在你面前谦卑低头来敬拜你，来向你感恩。
For sending your son to this sin-sick and dying world.
感谢你差遣你的儿子来到这个罪恶充满了病痛。
To seek and to save the lost.
来寻找拯救世上的人。
May the light of the star of Bethlehem.
让伯利恒的光。
Ever shine upon us to guide lost sinners to the Savior.
来照亮我们这些世上的罪人，来寻找我们的救主。
Who is the way, the truth, and the life?
就是那位称为道路、真理、生命的。
And the blessed people gathered here today.
祝福在这里所聚集的我们。
Forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Let the Holy Spirit move freely in our midst.
愿圣灵在我们当中自由的运行。
That our church may grow in spirit and in number.
让我们的教会在灵里成长，我们的人数也加增。
We pray for America, our beloved country.
我们为我们美国祷告。
That you may continue to bless us with righteousness, justice, peace.
愿你不断的用公义、正义和和平来祝福我们。
For your own glory and honor.
为着你自己的荣耀。
And oh God, during this sacred season,
主在这个神圣的季节，
we greatly enjoy your Christmas presents.
我们心里喜悦，我们享受许多圣诞的祝福。
And we remember any who may have physical illness,
我们纪念那些所有身体有疾病的，
needing your divine healing,
我们纪念那一些需要你神圣的医治的，
young or old,
不管是年幼的，不管是年长的，
that we may all truly enjoy your full salvation,
让我们一起在这里经历你完全的救恩。
You're the Savior who saves souls and heals bodies.
你是这样的一位救主，你拯救我们的灵魂，你也医治我们的身体。
And we claim your word, which says, "By your wounds you have been healed."
因为你借着先知的话说，借着你的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And with your stripes we are healed. Anyone who needs your healing, say Amen in your heart. We trust you and believe in you.
我们信靠你。
In the name of Jesus, which is above every name,
奉我们耶稣基督那超乎万民之上的名,
that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue confess,
万膝要跪拜,万口要颂扬,
that Jesus Christ is Lord,
我们的耶稣基督是主,
to the glory of God the Father,
为着我们父神的荣耀。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
It seems the story of Christmas.
这是圣诞的故事。
The story of Christmas.
圣诞的故事。
Yeah. There's so much to talk about Christmas.
关于圣诞实在是有太多可以讲的。
I'm just talk the most important part of the Christmas story this morning.
我只是交通一点关于圣诞最重要的地方。
Matthew and Luke tell us of the glorious story of Christmas.
马太和路加他们从不同的角度来跟我们讲述这个圣诞的故事。
Each narrating different incidents.
他们是从不同的角度来讲。
You have read the Gospels so often. Matthew gives us the nativity from Joseph's side.
我们都读过很多次读过福音，马太是从约瑟这条线来讲下来。
And the wise men from the east guided by the natural star to Jerusalem.
博士从东方望见耶稣的心就来拜他。
To worship the newborn king.
他们来敬拜那个新生王。
Luke tell of more fully from the Virgin Mary's side.
路加他是从童女玛利亚这条线来讲。
The humble birth of a Savior born in a manger.
我们的救主他谦卑自己降生在马槽之中。
And a beautiful scene of the angelic choir singing Happy Birthday.
我们看见说一个美好的图画，天使在天上赞美我们的主的降生。
Yeah, singing Happy Birthday chorus and announcing the good news of great joy of the Savior's birth to the world. Our Savior by virgin birth. This is the point I'm going to make this morning. Let us look upon a marvelous young woman. The Virgin Mary in Matthew
1:18.
And in Luke 1:26-38. I don't have to repeat. You have read the gospel many times, most of you. We are told that the angel Gabriel came to Lazarus of Galilee. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph.
来到一个童女家里，她许配给约瑟，这个童女名叫玛利亚。
Of the house of David.
约瑟她是大卫家的后裔。
And told Mary that she was going to bring forth a son.
天使告诉玛利亚说她要生一个儿子。
At first she was greatly puzzled and frightened.
开始她很困惑害怕。
How can this be? Asked her.
玛利亚说怎能有这事呢？
Since I'm not married, I have no marital relations with any man.
因为我还没有与人结婚。
Don't be afraid, replied Gabriel in verse 35.
天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And in verse 38, Mary replied, Behold,The maid servant of the Lord, let it be according to your word.
但是八姐玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开她去了。
So Mary submissively accepted this responsibility.
所以玛利亚就顺服神，她接受了这样的一个责任。
Realizing though it might cost her shame and embarrassment.
他知道说这个实在是要叫他自己蒙羞的。
Yet, trusting the Lord with all her heart.
但他仍然全心的来信靠主。
We have some, we'll come all you faithful. We have a song already.
我们已经唱了这首歌。来啊蒙恩群众，我们刚刚唱了这首诗歌。
Did we sing that song?
我们可不可以再唱一下
五十首？
我刚开始唱那首诗歌。
We have come to worship the newborn king.
Thank you.
You know, folks, we never got tired of singing Christmas carol.
任何许多的圣诞的诗歌, 我们一遍遍的唱, 都不会觉得疲倦。
How many years I have been serving the church and continue in the church. How many times I have sung these Christmas carols.
在教会服侍了许多许多年, 多少次我们一起的唱这样的诗歌。
Yesterday I turned on the computer. I found the Christmas carol concert.
昨天我打开电脑，我看到一个圣诞歌的音乐会。
When the people singing Christmas carols just draw my tears out.
当那些在那里唱圣诞歌的时候，叫我的眼泪流出来。
Now I'm going to talk about the Jewish marriage custom.
现在我想要接下去讲的就是犹太他们的婚俗。
Do you have that Jewish custom?
Can we bring on the PowerPoint?
Okay. In our way of thinking, the relationship in the passage of Matthew 1:18-25. Yeah. Are very bewildering.
我们看见一件事情可能有点叫我们有点困惑。
Look, verse 18, Mary said to have betrothed to Joseph.
玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
Betrothed to me. Is engaged.
就是订婚。
Then, verse 19, Joseph is called her husband.
但是只有接受约瑟是他丈夫。
And he said to be planning to divorce her quietly.
所以他想暗暗地把玛利亚休了。
And in verse 20,
到了20节,
Mary is called his wife.
就是玛利亚已经称为他的妻子。
You see, this relationship represents a normal Jewish custom.
这里实在是犹太他们结婚的风俗。
In Jewish culture, the contract of betrothal was as binding as modern marriage.
因为在犹太的风俗里面，他们订婚的，如果已经订婚的话，就和正式的结婚是一样的有效。
And the betrothal was made a year before the consummation of the marriage.
订婚必须是在婚礼之前一年。
I hope you folks understand. It was during this 1 year period of betrothal.
希望大家就对这个有点了解，就是在这订婚之后这一年的里面。
That Mary was found to be pregnant.
玛利亚就是怀孕了。The
fact that Mary was a virgin at this time is clearly implied by the phrase, verse 18.
这里圣经其实很清楚告诉我们，玛利亚是童女。
Before they came together,
还没有迎娶。
And by the righteous character of Joseph,
因为她丈夫约瑟是个义人。
And his desire to divorce Mary from her pregnancy became known.
所以他就不愿意明明的羞辱她。
The virgin birth of Christ can be deduced from Matthew's account.
从马太福音可以看得出来。
And it's stated clearly in Luke 1:34-35.
在路加福音第一章，也照样可以看出来。
According to Matthew 1:19-20,
在马太福音一章
19:20,
19:20节。
Joseph was considering to divorce Mary on the grounds of infidelity.
所以就是约瑟要休玛利亚，他的原因就是他觉得玛利亚不忠。
Even though they had not yet known each other, had not come together.
尽管他们还没有成婚。
Then we read in Matthew verses 20-25.
然后从20到25节。
Joseph was considering the distance, and an angel appeared to him in a dream.
当约瑟思念这事的时候，就有主的使者来向他梦中显现。Joseph,
son of David, son of David means descendant of King David. Do not fear to take Mary your wife.
说大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管迎娶，迎过你的妻子玛利亚来。
For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
她要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
For he will save his people from sins.
他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Isaiah was a prophet before Christ, 700 before Christ.
以赛亚是在耶稣诞生前700多年的一位先知。
Isaiah 7, chapter 7:14, it says, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
以赛亚书7:14节说，必有童女怀孕生子。
Which means God with us.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Joseph must have been greatly relieved, and when he woke from sleep, he did as the angel told him. He took Mary to his home, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to her firstborn son.
因着天使的话，约瑟就大得安慰和释放。等他醒来，就起来，遵着主使者的吩咐，把他妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。I
want you folks to remember, Jesus was a virgin born. Mary is a virgin mother of Jesus.
我希望大家一定要记得，耶稣乃是童贞于玛利亚所生的。玛利亚，耶稣的母亲，乃是童贞女。The
scriptures explicitly tells us that Mary was a virgin when she was conceived.
圣经明明地告诉我们说，当
And remained a virgin until Jesus, her firstborn son, was born.
直到他生了这个儿子耶稣。
One thing here, the scripture does tell us that after the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary had no more relations, had no more husband relationship.
圣经也告诉我们，当耶稣降生之后，约瑟和玛利亚他们有正常的夫妻关系。
Mary was not a perpetual virgin, as the Catholic Church teaches.
有的天主教会他们就教导说，玛利亚是永远的童贞女。Because
the Catholics worship Mary as God equal to Jesus.
因为天主教他们去拜玛利亚，把她放到和耶稣同等的地位上去拜她。Mary
was not a perpetual virgin.
但玛利亚不是永远的童贞女。Jesus
was his firstborn child.
耶稣是他头生的儿子。
Later, he had four brothers.
后来有肉身中有四个兄弟。
Read Mark 6:3. The name of the four brothers recorded in Mark 6:3.
在马可福音六章第三节里，那里我们看到耶稣的弟兄
James, Joseph, Judas, Simon, and at least the two sisters.
我们看到约各、西门、犹大、还有他有妹妹。
So Jesus had younger brothers and sisters.
所以耶稣有弟弟妹妹。
But make sure we understand that Jesus was supernaturally virgin born.
但是我们一定要记得耶稣乃是童真玛利亚借着神迹而生的。
Without the part of a man.
并没有人的干预。
Joseph did not have anything to do with Jesus' birth.
这个与约瑟毫无关系。
Jesus was the Son of God.
耶稣乃是神的儿子。
Who became a man that we so called the incarnation.
他到地上来成为人，我们把他称为道成肉身。
Incarnation means God in Jesus took on himself human form in order to reveal himself to men in a way we could grasp.
这里乃是说神在借着耶稣基督在肉身中成为人来到我们的当中，叫我们能够incarnation。
Incarnation, 道成肉身. Okay. In John 1:14-18. You can read this. This is what means incarnation.
这里说到道成肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。 从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Now, our common parents, Adam and Eve,
我们共同的先祖就是亚当夏娃,
were created by God. They were pure and holy.
乃是神所创造的，那个时候他们是纯洁，也是圣洁的。
But they lost their holiness.
但后来他们失去了那个圣洁。When
they sinned and rebelled against the Creator.
那就是当他们犯罪悖逆造物主的时候。And
their children to the very end of time were destined to be born into a simple and cursed race.
所以说当他们的后代诞生的时候，他们乃是要进入一个世界。 乃是罪恶的，也是被咒诅的世界。Our
race is a fallen race.
我们是一个堕落的族类。Every
child, every child born of human parents to this world, into this world.
所以每一个，就是我们地上每一个父母所生的孩子，都乃是在那个罪与咒诅里面。Is
a fallen man or woman.
乃是堕落的人，男人和女人。Do
you believe every baby born is a sinner?
对，我们知道说每一个降生的婴孩其实都是罪人。Because
it possesses a sinful nature, biased in the direction of wrongdoing.
因为在我们里面有这样的罪性，所以会叫我们会有犯各样的罪。
Well, later in life, express that fallen nature in the telling of lies and other sinful deeds.
就可以从我们的谎言啊，其他各样的罪行当中可以反映出来。
But Jesus, the Son of God, is the one exception.
但是唯有耶稣那是不同的。
He came into the world by unique miracle.
啊，他到世上来是借着一个独特的神迹。
She was born of a virgin mother, a virgin mother.
那是借着一位童真的母亲。
Every other birth come into being through the fusion of two human personalities.
啊，其他所有的婴孩，他们的诞生都是因为两个地上的人啊，他们人性的结合。
Jesus came through the work of God, who used the virgin as his instrument to bring the Savior into the world.
但耶稣到地上来，乃是借着一位童贞女啊，来作为器皿。来降生到这个罪恶的世界。
He was born a holy man.
他乃是一个神圣的人。
Not contaminated by any lust and or sin.
他的圣洁没有被罪玷污。
And he was called the Son of God.
他被称为神的儿子。
He was a new beginning, the second Adam.
他乃是一个新的开始，他乃是那个末后的亚当。
In 1 Corinthians 15:22 we read, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall be made alive.
在哥林多前书15:22说，在亚当里众人就都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
I cannot emphasize enough. We have a sinless Savior.
我实在不能够说清楚这有多重要，就是我们有一位无罪的救主。
The miracle of a virgin birth is absolutely essential to our Christian belief.
我们的救主乃是从童贞女所生，对于我们的信仰是一个关键的。
Because in Jesus, mankind has a sinless Savior.
因为耶稣乃是我们所有人因着耶稣我们得到一位无罪的救主。
He was both a holy man and the Son of God.
他又是圣洁的人，他又是神的儿子。
This is the kind of Savior we need.
这是我们所需要的救主。
1 Peter 2:22 tells us he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth.
彼得前书2:22说，他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈的话。
See, we need a Savior who cannot be a sinner.
我们所需要的救主不可能是一位罪人。
Because if he is, he will have to pay to die for his own sin.
如果他是一位罪人，那他就要为自己的罪而死。
And Jesus' perfect humanity qualified him.To be our representative.
基督完全的人性就叫他可以成为我们的代表。
Because he became, he was born a baby, became a man.
因为他是降生是一个婴孩，他也是长成乃是人。
Who would make a payment for the sin of another man?
他所以他可以为另一个罪一个人的罪付上代价。
But his humanity was not enough to bear the full force of God's wrath against the sin of the whole world.
但是他就是说，唯有是耶稣能够承受神在我们身上的一切的愤怒。
No man could have sustained the wrath of God against the sin of the whole world.
没有一个人能够完全承受神对于对于罪的愤怒。
Jesus the Son of God died on the cross in our stead.
耶稣在神乃是神的儿子在十字架上面为我们罪而死。
And he rose from the dead.
但是他从死里复活。
He paid the sin debt for us. He was not destroyed.
他为我们付上 代价, 藏心罪在, 叫我们能够得救,
emerged as a victor under our living Savior because he was God.
他复活, 乃是得胜者, 他乃是我们的活的救主。
Now let me repeat.
那我再说一遍。
I'm talking about Emmanuel. God brought our Savior Redeemer into the world by a supernatural virgin birth.
我们说到以马内利就是神与人同在，乃是神借着超自然的方式，借着童女玛利亚，让我们的救主来到这个世界。That
he would not be contaminated by anything or lust.
他从来没有被罪玷污。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born a holy man.
耶稣神的儿子，他降生乃是一个圣洁的人。
Became our sinless Savior.
他成为我们无罪的救主。
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
乃是神的羔羊来背负世上的罪孽。
At Christmas time, we celebrate Emmanuel.
在圣诞节我们就庆祝以马内利。
It means God with us.
这是神与我们同在。
God became a man to be born in the world.
神成为人来到这个世上。
God became a man, remember, to be born in the world, to seek and save the lost.
那我们记得神成为人，乃是要来寻找拯救世上的人。
Thank God we have a unique, a wonderful Savior.
这是我们实在是一个独特的、一个奇妙的救主。
If anyone does not believe the virgin birth,
不过我们不相信耶稣乃是童贞女玛利亚所生。
Forgive me to say this, if anyone does not believe the virgin birth,
原谅我这么说，如果你不相信耶稣是由童贞女所生，His
Jesus is not the biblical Jesus.
那你所信的耶稣不是圣经所说的耶稣。It's
not our Jesus.
那你所信的耶稣不是我们的耶稣。If
he doesn't believe the virgin birth of Jesus, he has no Savior at all.
如果 你不相信耶稣是童贞女所生。
And no hope at all.
那你所相信的不是救主，那里也没有盼望。
Without a Savior, a man will die in his own sin forever.
若是没有一位救主，人就乃是在自己的罪里而灭亡。
So at this Christmas time, you must make your decision.
所以在圣诞节的时候，我们实在是应该有。
Either you must be humble to accept Jesus as a supernaturally born, sinless, holy Savior.
我们是谦卑自己来接受这位救主耶稣，接受他乃是童贞女玛利亚所生，来到这个世上。
Who died on the cross not for his own sin, but for yours and mine.
不是为自己的罪，乃是为你我的罪而死在十架上。Or
you can make a decision to deny his virgin birth.
还是我们心里仍然是说否认他是童贞女而生。And
continue to live in sin and unbelief without a Savior, without a hope forever.
还是在我们心中继续过一个不幸而犯罪的生活。
In Acts 4:12, Peter declared.
Acts 4:12.
There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，叫我们可以靠着得救。
And the other name is Jesus, the Son of God, our sinless Savior.
唯一的名就是耶稣基督，神的儿子，无罪的救主。
Do you believe him wholeheartedly without any doubt.
你是真心全心的无疑确定无疑的相信这位救主吗?
You must make your decision.
在你的心里总是要有一个决定。
We read in Luke 2:7.
我们在路加福音第二章第七节。
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there was no room in the inn.
当耶稣在伯利恒降生的时候，客栈里面没有地方。
So the Son of God, the King of Heaven, was born in an animal manger.
所以神的儿子天国之主，他乃是降生在一个马槽里面。
John 1:11 tells us, He came to His own home, and His own people received Him not.
约翰福音1:11节说，他到自己的地方来，自己的人早不接待他。
During this Christmas season, it seems that everybody is busy.
圣诞的时候好像每个人都很忙。
Shopping Christmas bargains.
我们都要买圣诞节的便宜货。
Exchanging gifts.
我们要交换礼物。
Decorating Christmas trees.
我们要装饰圣诞树。
And getting ready for a family reunion, etc., etc.
要准备家里的团聚，还有很多很多这样的事情。
But do you have time to be with Jesus?
那你有时间和耶稣一起吗？
By reading the Bible and the prayer?
有时间读圣经，有时间来敬拜神吗？
Do you have a room in your heart?
在你的心里有没有地方？
In your home for Jesus?
有没有地方来给耶稣？
Or you just shut the door upon him year after year.
还是说年复一年我们的心向着耶稣仍然是关闭的?
Many years ago, the British King George and the Queen Mary.
很多年前就是英国的王,乔治王和玛丽。
On a vacation by the seaside.
他们到海边去度假。
Took a walk one day along the ocean front.
他们有一天就沿着这个海边走散步。
When the queen sprained her ankle.
那个皇后就扭了脚腕。
The couple was forced to wander away to a nearby cottage to seek assistance.
他们就到旁边的一个小屋里面去找点帮助。
In answering to the lock at the door,
他们就敲门。
A voice called out, Who is there?
里面就会说,那是谁啊?
King George and the Queen Mary.
他们就说,这是乔治王和皇后玛丽。
What's the reply?
他们就这样回答。
You don't expect to believe that, do you?
里面的声音就说,你想我会信你吗?
Exclaimed the occupant.
所以就是这个房子里面的人就这样在回答他们。
Oh, see for yourself, said the king.
那个王就说,你自己来看。
Open the door, the man and his wife immediately invited the royal couple into their home.
当房里的人把门打开的时候,他看见真是 王和王后就把他们请进来。And
give them all the help and the hospitality they could.
尽他们所能的款待帮助他们。
You know, for many years, they retold the story.
所以他们就之后他们每一年都要重新讲这个故事。
And always concluded by saying, You know, we almost refused to let our king in.
最后这个故事,当他们总结的时候,他们总是说这句话,我们差一点就拒绝了我们的王进来。Maybe
this is your first time to hear the gospel story.
也可能这是你第一次听见福音的故事。
Maybe you have heard it many times.
也可能你听过太多次了。
Have you accepted Jesus into your heart as your personal and the virgin born Savior?
但是你真正的打开心门接受我们的救主进来过吗? 接受他乃是童真你所生那位神圣的救主吗?
Now the King of Heaven is standing at your heart's door now.
现在天国的王就在你心门的外面。
Will you let him in?
你愿意让他进来吗?
Peace, joy, blessings can be yours eternally. If you only heed the voice and answer the lock at the door.
你可以得到真正的平安与喜乐, 若是你听见这个声音就开门。
Now I'm conclude this sermon, pronounce the blessing.
现在我最后我是有一个祝福。
The Lord keep you and bless you.
愿主保守你,祝福你。
And may the star of Bethlehem, babe, holy babe, ever shine in your heart.
愿伯利恒的神圣婴孩的光照在你心间。
And guide you each day through the coming year.
在新年的每一天里来引导你。
Merry Christmas to all.
大家圣诞快乐。好，刘弟兄。
我在感谢神，接着屏幕是再一次把我们主的降生摆在我们面前，让我们记住，哈西。